Hello, I'm Wendy Keene, author of Straight Talk, and I'm joined today by our guest star, Mike Rosen. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Wendy.
If you don't know Mike, he is a highly respected industry leader who has served in many different architecture and leadership roles. But what you might not know about Mike is that he actually started his career in the 70s building laser radar systems. Sounds really impressive, Mike.
Might not have been as impressive as it sounds, but it was interesting and a good way to get started.
And Mike, I have to say, you also give the best lightning talk I've ever seen.
Thanks.
So today we're going to straight talk on how business architecture fits within enterprise architecture, a really important topic. And in the spirit of straight talk, we're going to keep this short. Mike Rosen is going to break down the key things we need to know about business architecture and enterprise architecture starting now. So, Mike, what is enterprise architecture?
Fundamentally, architecture is a representation of concepts and relationships in a context. So for enterprise architecture, the context is the entire enterprise. Then to get our head around the big picture, we break the enterprise into domains like business, information, application, and technology. Those are the traditional domains. I usually add security, performance, service, and integration, which are new concepts required for new digital enterprises.
Got it. And so officially, how would you say business architecture fits within enterprise architecture?
Well, it's a critical aspect of enterprise architecture because it formalizes the enterprise strategy and goals and translates them into specific business concepts such as capabilities, value streams, information, and so on. Then these concepts can be mapped down to other IT-related concepts such as applications and infrastructure.
Okay. How about some popular enterprise architecture frameworks out there that people use? What are they?
Well, the popular frameworks haven't really changed much in the last decade. TOGAF, DOTAF, Zachman. But I think that's really the wrong question to ask. We should be asking how architecture teams are influencing decision makers with architecture, not how they're building deliverables that may or may not be relevant. I often say creating architecture delivers no value. Value is only realized when architecture is used to influence decision makers.
I love that, Mike. I couldn't agree more because we exist to add business value and IT value. So just because I know it's on a lot of people's mind, those frameworks, how do they integrate with business architecture frameworks, which of course is the BizBoc guide?
All the frameworks address business architecture as a domain, but most were developed before business architecture matured to the point it is today. So BizBoc provides guidance on business architecture that can be easily integrated to other frameworks and approaches. And because the BizBoc is principle-based, it focuses more on achieving results than on specific structure. Incidentally, the Guild is working closely with the Open Group to integrate BizBoc concepts and principles into future versions of TOGAF.
Excellent. So how do architects work together to deliver value?
Typically, architects focus on their domain and then work together through some formal review board structure or a less formal community of practice to make sure that what they're doing fits together.
Okay, Mike, I got to ask, hot topic. Is there a separate role for an enterprise architect? And if so, how does that role interact with other business and IT architects?
Business architects often report through a business unit rather than IT. I think that's really a good structure, but when it is the case, it's important to understand how we align them. Now, really successful architecture follows the principle of think globally, act locally. So the enterprise architect is responsible for the global view and how all of the pieces fit together. Then business architects have a business perspective of capabilities and value streams and so on. IT architects have the perspective of applications and infrastructure and security, and then hopefully they all have a shared perspective on the information. So then within the local context of some initiative or projects, they work together to bridge the gap between the tactical concerns of the project and the strategic concerns of the architecture.
Got it. Anything else?
Well, it's really fake news that doing architecture takes longer. When architecture is done right, projects that use architecture are more successful, more evolvable, closer to on time and budget, and have fewer issues. And the enterprise builds reusable assets instead of redundant liabilities. Unfortunately, it's a stereotype that we need to overcome.
And one last question. If enterprise architecture were to have a six-word memoir, what would it be?
Architecture's value is influencing decision makers.
Ooh, I love it. Thank you so much for sharing your time and wisdom with us today, Mike. We truly appreciate it. And thank you all for joining us on Straight Talk. We'll talk to you again soon.